Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives, and we are highly grateful to Him for that. Let me encourage you from this very powerful scripture of Psalms chapter 51 verse 7. And this is the prayer of David. He says, "Purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." The King James Version says, "Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, we are in a beautiful season of, and the high and holy season of the tabernacles, the Feast of Trumpets, and Yom Kippur that starts tomorrow at sunset till sixth sunset. We celebrate the Day of Atonement and we come closer to the Lord and ask God to cleanse us and to clean us, and we repent of our sins. That's what they did. This was the day that the high priest went into the Holy of Holies and atoned for his own sins and for the sins of the congregation. We thank God for our high priest of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, who did that once and for all, that we will all have access into the Holy of Holies by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, God's people have been placed in their particular circle of influence so that they can demonstrate purity and a concern for righteousness. If we do not fulfill this role, who will? It is easy, however, to become so accustomed and hardened to the lust and sin all about us that we lose that fine edge of our Christian witness. In fact, without God's daily cleansing and renewal, we are easily infiltrated with and influenced by the very lifestyle that we reject in others. Unconfessed sin becomes a destructive poison in our lives, not only spiritually, but also emotionally and physically. Therefore, repentance and confession are always the starting points for a restored fellowship with God. Like the psalmist David did in this prayer in Psalm 51, we all need to experience God's cleansing and forgiveness. Only then will we be effective for God in helping others and directing sinners to Him. My dear brothers and sisters, and therefore the Lord calls us, if you see in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, He says, "Come now and let us reason together." I like our God because He's willing to reason with us, right? And He says, "Though your sins," you know, He says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I also like the prayer of David in Psalms chapter 32 and few verses that he says from verse 3 to 5. "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." Hallelujah. Our God is good, our God is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Even today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we can turn to God, draw nigh to Him, and He will also draw nigh to us. Honor God, and God will honor us. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you, Lord. Abba Father, I pray that today you will purge us, you will purify us, sanctify us, create within us a clean heart, mind and thoughts, and fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and with your power. Enable us, Empower us, equip us to accomplish the task of evangelism that you have given us, that we'll preach the gospel of Jesus and get many saved and added into the kingdom of Jehovah. Abba Father, we thank you, Lord. Today, Lord, I lift up your people into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing and I release your power of the Holy Spirit to be their portion. I pray that you will grant them success. I pray that you are the glory and the lifter of the head, and give them the favor, O Lord, before God and man, for the glory of your name, O Jesus. I pray for the ones who are grappling with the sickness or with the health conditions. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. For Lord, we thank you that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and Satan has got no right to afflict it. And I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.